Today is June 14th, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $25,097.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Same old. You know how it goes. Trying to make a dollar.
Rubbing two dimes together. See if you can make a nickel.
Hey, man, I don't have the magic of the Fed.
Yeah. I had seen something about how they were going to print out, and I don't know, I shouldn't even bring this up. It was like $11 trillion or something like that. But that's probably has to go back with the debt ceiling, but it couldn't be $11 trillion. It'd probably be like the $4 trillion or whatever they had discussed. But coming off that, we had Jerome Powell's Fed meeting minutes today.
Nice.
He finally paused.
And CPI.
Yeah, we had CPI yesterday. Fed meeting minutes were released today. I mean, everything was kind of coming together, right? And Bitcoin did the exact opposite of what I was expecting based off the news. However, the crypto markets are in turmoil for other reasons. But we finally had a pause in rate hikes. A pause. Wow. After 10 straight increases. So kind of interesting. Kind of have to see how that's going to play out. The funds rate currently is between 5 and 5.25. But I don't know. I think, you know, part of what that is they think that they want to see how this is going to play out, right? Like, they think they may have done enough.
Right.
Especially based off what, you know, CPI brought. Because I think even CPI, they were expecting 4.2 and it came in at 4.0, allegedly.
Yeah, well, you know how much we trust those numbers.
Yeah. And I think it was... Was it in June? It was 9%. 9% was in the CPI numbers of last year.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Did it peak out in August or July?
I think it was, let's see. I'm taking a look here. It was down 4.9% in April, and the 40-year high was 9.1% last June.
Last June, okay.
So we'll have to see what, you know, we get in July for June's numbers. However, they're saying we're seeing a trend where they're starting to go down. And then they said that the food prices are starting to go down. It's still gone up, like it's increased, but it's not as drastic as what it was before. So
yeah, I don't know. It's still pretty, it's as expensive as ever. I'll just say that.
No, for sure it is. And I mean, I don't know, like, we've talked about this before where, you know, the banking system, it seems like it continually is on the brink and we're still waiting for that, you know, what is it going to take? What's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back on that?
Right. Well, in just the entire economy in general too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that's where the cascade would come from. Either that or it's going to come from commercial real estate, like we've discussed before too.
Yep. Commercial real estate, are the federal government's not able to find buyers for their future government bonds since they're up to $31 trillion.
Yeah.
I know a lot of big players like China and Japan aren't necessarily jumping through hoops to buy more of our debt because I think a lot of people know that this money's not really going to get paid back.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, our whole system is built on debt that's never going to get paid back, right?
Right.
I mean, that's the whole, I mean, it's basically the whole house of cards is that debt is never supposed to be repaid. It's supposed to just continue to increase.
Right.
And, you know, how sustainable is that over the long term? That's the big question. And when you have GDP numbers that can't, you know, continually grow, you know, especially because population numbers, when you look at population base, you don't have the population to continually grow that GDP in that same way. you know, really what it comes down to at that point is the only way to continue to increase the GDP is to have inflation. Because your revenues will be higher, your costs, I mean, everything costs more, right?
Right.
So,
granted, I mean, that's just something that Americans have been experiencing lately, though, is they've seen quote-unquote GDP growth, but their realized wealth is disappearing on them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it's not the same thing, right? Like, you can be richer on paper, but right. when everything costs more, that doesn't mean anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what the solution to high prices is?
Hmm.
High prices. You know what happens eventually? Economy breaks.
Yeah.
And everyone's, once those losses and assets are realized, I mean, the people who have assets in today's economy, they're going to be poor.
Yeah.
And the poor will just, you know, they'll stay poor.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's the unfortunate thing, right? Like, I mean, and that's, it goes back to, you know, well, what if you just printed $1 million and gave it to everybody? Right. I mean, that's inflation, basically, because then everything just has to go up in price to meet the new influx of money.
Right.
So it doesn't work that way, unfortunately, as much as people would like for it to. It just, you know, and they've been hot with the money presses and they're still hot with the money presses as much as, you know, raising interest rates and doing all this stuff. You know, the federal government has done a hell of a job of just spending money like crazy still.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm kind of surprised. Well, I don't know if I'm necessarily super surprised with the pause. We'll have to see what they do at the next meeting. But CPI numbers, I mean, now they're 4% now, you know, because their goal is to get it to 2, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll get it that low.
Yeah. I think 4% or 5% is probably our new... our new normal.
Yeah.
Didn't want to stop anybody or give them PTSD with that term, but, you know.
The new normal. Oh, my God.
New normal.
You're bringing it all back. Bring it all back. And like I said, I think the interesting thing with this is that with both of these coming out, like I want to check and see, what did the Dow do today? Even that's still down. Like, it didn't have a positive increase off this news. It's down, you know, basically a little bit over 0.5%. I mean, it's not a huge, but I mean, this is the kind of news that you would want to see, is like that 4% on the CPI and then a pause in interest rate hikes. And you know, the market's not reacting the way I would think it would across the board. Even gold, it's down, you know, almost 0.5%. Silver, yeah, down 1%.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, though. I think it all depends on whenever the Fed... I mean, the Fed's been kind of slow-motion pivoting, but when the pivot happens and they start turning on the printing press, and we all know what's happening, that's when gold and, you know, Bitcoin is going to skyrocket, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think they're going to... They're not going to publicly pivot, I'll put it that way, because I think there's going to be money printing going on. But I don't think they're going to publicly pivot until after this year's over at this point.
Or yeah, at least no, we're going to find out months after the fact that they've been printing this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be how the cat gets out of the bag. It's not going to be when they do start.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, oil's down. It's at $68. So, I mean, I still haven't seen that truly translated to the gas pumps yet. You know, gas is still high. It's not as high as it was, but it's still high. I mean, you're still paying $380 around here for, you know, basic unleaded.
Yeah.
And it should be cheaper here, but it's not. So I don't know. I don't know what's to say one way or the other. And then, of course, on the crypto front, like I said, I would expect, if everything else was not going on in the crypto market the way that it is currently, and when I say that, what we're talking about is, you know, the SEC's war against crypto, basically.
Yeah. Our last episode, we mentioned that they started to sue Binance, and then the next day they announced they were going to go after Coinbase.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And you said, you know, basically, you know, when we were talking independently, was that it seems like they're going after the, you know, the on and off ramps, right?
Right.
So,
yep.
I mean, and I think a lot of that, you're right. I think there's, but I think there's two sides to that too, is I think they're going after these upstarts, basically. It's hard to say.
No, they, I mean, Coinbase and Binance are huge in the crypto world, but compared to the traditional banking, these guys are brand new upstarts that are upsetting the apple cart.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And they're doing everything kind of in-house. Like, they're a clearinghouse, they're an exchange, they're all that within one entity. And that doesn't match what has been happening in traditional finance for a long time. And, you know, the whole thing kind of, I go back to the case with Ripple, like, curious what's going to happen with that and how that's going to play out, because I think that's going to determine a lot of different things on this aspect. Because, I mean, basically they went after Binance and Coinbase for selling unregistered securities, which is, you know, where the domain is for the SEC. Now, my thing is that I wonder how much of this is money behind the scenes from like JP Morgan and those types of places, and Schwab and all these other places that want to get in their fingers into that pie.
Right. Or they just want to stop the pie and destroy it before it takes them out. Right.
Yeah.
That's another angle.
That is another angle. I always feel like the greed aspect is too powerful. If they see there's money to be made, I can't imagine they don't want to get into the market.
The only reason I'd say their greed might be overpowered with fear is just because, you know, this whole new way of doing things is going to make them completely obsolete.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to, you know, not embrace new technology, but when that new technology basically gets rid of whatever you do, you might fight what's coming down the line, you know.
Yeah.
At least try to put that genie back in the bottle.
No,
even though it never works.
That's true. Very true. I mean, good point. Like, when you look at it, it was an article a while back, and it was Visa was like, well, you can use Visa and we will work with Ethereum on the back end. It's like, well, you don't understand. We don't need you at all with Ethereum. Like, it does it all for us. Like, why would we add another layer into that whole process?
Exactly. Well, it's kind of like, I mean, just think about it to the history of money, or just like the history of technology, like the horse and buggy back in the day. And then when the automobiles came around, they try to make it in certain cities where you had to be led around by a person if you were just in a regular, you know, the new automobiles.
Yeah, you had to have some dude running beside your car.
Yeah, or leading the way for you, you know, because, you know, you're dangerous.
Yep.
But at the end, none of that kind of regulation to stop it, that didn't matter. At the end of the day, there's no more horses and buggies unless you're an Amish country. And maybe that's what's going to happen to the banking system.
I would hope. I get that they're fearful if that's the case. And I do think a majority of the coins that are not, you know, like the Bitcoins and Ethereums, the ones that really don't serve a purpose, I get why they shouldn't exist.
Right.
But at the same time, it's almost like crypto's like really almost like the perfect free market in a lot of ways. You see coins rise and fall. Like, if you look at the top 10 list of coins from, you know, 2016, 2017 to now, like, hardly any of them are the same.
Well, Bitcoin and Ethereum are one and two, and then it's like the rest of them is just kind of a disaster.
Yeah. No, yeah, good point. Yeah, I mean, Ethereum was there, Bitcoin was there, but there was a whole bunch, like Litecoin was still there. Litecoin's one of those legacy tokens. It's interesting. And then the other part of that I find interesting too is, like, Gary Gensler, you know, head of the SEC, he actually applied to be an advisor with Binance prior, you know, in 2019, prior to him taking this spot in the SEC.
Yeah. That's rich, isn't it?
Yeah. And he keeps on saying, like, the regulations are out there. And it's like, you know, Binance and Coinbase are both like, what are the regulations? Like, you're trying to hold us to these antiquated systems that have nothing to do with the way we do business now. Like, you need to come out with new regulations specifically for crypto. And they just refuse to.
Well, and a lot of these banking regulations came during the Great Depression almost 100 years ago. So, you know, at least 90 years ago, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's like the Howey test, right? Like, when that was created, it was created probably at the turn of the century, you know, to be able to judge what was security and what wasn't, what was a commodity. Like, you can't use those same yardsticks, basically, for what's going on in the world.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is going to be a long fight, and I think, you know, Bitcoin, I'm obviously is going to be safe because it's not a security. That's been deemed not a security for a long time, and I think Ethereum is the only other one that's not currently. And there's probably a handful of others that would probably pass that kind of scrutiny to where they wouldn't have to worry about that. But I think this is going to be like, and you could be right. Maybe that they are just going to try and be like, hey, you know what? We don't want any other coins in America other than Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Or maybe they want to pave the way for this central bank digital currency.
And that's another scary possibility that we've got to keep our eyes on, you know, and. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure where this is going to lead.
I tell you what, I know a couple of things. One, we know a central bank digital currency is coming.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Two, I mean, we know, like, I think it was FedNow is supposed to be launching in July, but that's supposed to be for non-retail, right? Like, that's not supposed to be for you and I. However, that doesn't mean anything. Like, that's a backbone piece in place. What was the other piece you were going to say? Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's fine. The other part is, you know, like FedNow, they're not going to call it the central bank digital currency.
No.
But they're going to call it something else, but that's exactly what it's going to be. So keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then when you look at China right now, like, so we're about to, like, I mean, with the halving coming up, we're going into hopefully what's going to be another bull market again for the crypto space, especially for Bitcoin. You've got China. We talked about this before, where they're taking applications to open up retail trading in Hong Kong. And they actually just tokenized a bunch of their securities onto the Ethereum just this last week in China. So,
I mean,
Asia is going to be leading the fray again. Back to where we started a couple years ago.
And before they banned it for a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. Interesting times. Interesting times. But.
Indeed.
Is there anything else you wanted to bring up today? Or was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Not today. Though we will be working on newsletters and we will start publishing those soon.
Yes.
We will give you information on how to get a hold of that here in the coming weeks. Hopefully less than a week, but we'll get things running.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we will look forward to that. And when you sign up for the newsletters, we'll be giving you a couple things that may be able to help you in your crypto journey. But yeah, something to give back to y'all for signing up with us. So thank you guys for listening.
Yep, thank you.
And gal, or whatever you may be. It is June.
I respect your pronouns as long as you write about it.
Yeah, right. Bye.